I had a few, obviously, options over the south coast, but this was the one that sort of stood out as the friendliest. And when I came to the open days, they were very helpful and the lectures were all really nice. So I just thought that this would be the best place for me personally.
What kind of things have you studied over the last 3 years?
All sorts, really. I've done Chinese history, Japanese history, British history, European history, medieval history. So there was a lot of options.
And what were your favourites?
I think the last one, the Habsburg Empire one, was definitely my favourite out of all of them.
And, well, going to university isn't all about studying. What else was it like here at Southampton?
No, I've made lots of friends that I'm sure I'll keep in touch with forever. I've joined societies. I was part of the Riding Society, the Karate Society. I've played some intramural sports. Used a lot of the sort of sports facilities, the gym, the swimming pool, quite a lot.
It's been good.
It has been good. It's been a good 3 years.
And now it's over. What are you going to be doing next?
I'm going to Italy to work for the summer, which will be nice. And then afterwards, I'm hoping to move to London to start a graduate scheme.
Do you think what you've learned while studying history will be of use later on in your career?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think especially sort of presentations and things, I've got a lot more confidence having done that before now. I think I could put that to use sort of in your working life.
And you'd recommend other young people come to Southampton to do history?
Definitely. I don't regret coming here. I'm very glad I did.